My name's Betsy McKendrick. I live in Kirkcaldy in Fife, Scotland.
My name is Duncan McKendrick. I live in Kirkcaldy, Fife, in Scotland.
We have one son whose name is Cameron, and he gets self-directed support. I think it's important if people explain to Cameron what the risks could be. I mean, I think he takes people very much at face value and he trusts everybody. So you have to sort of break it down and say, who could you trust? Who's a person that you could go to if you had a problem? But as long as you explain the why and the wherefore, Cameron's happy with it. It's when people don't explain things that there are problems.
Yeah. If you don't explain something to Cameron, his mind takes over and he fills in the blanks with what he thinks.
Earlier, you said about Cameron wanting to make his own choices, but you did say Duncan within limits. So,
Yeah.
what are those limits, do you think?
The limits are that you can't spend your budget on drink, drugs, fast cars. As long as you're spending the money on sensible things, which is why they have outcomes. So you have to stick to the outcome. So Enable have to stick to whatever they do with Cameron. They have to fill in a form at the end of every visit saying, what the outcomes were in relation to that particular visit.
Did you ever foresee a difficulty if Cameron's outcome was, I want to learn to drive a really fast car and drive it at 80 miles an hour around the roads?
He would do it.
If you don't experience these things, if you're not given the opportunity to experience these things and make your own mind up, how are you going to make decisions?
So, are there any risks that would be unacceptable?
Well, Cameron's latest idea is that he would go on holiday to Rome on his own. Seeing as he's not even been on a bus on his own, I think travelling to Rome and back might be a wee bit of a slight problem.
Or a very long-term goal.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely.
There might be steps
Yeah,
along the way.
absolutely.
Is it possible to plan to take the small steps with that goal in mind? And does that help the planning of how the budget's spent and the activities that are done?
Yeah, we talk through the plan with Cameron, and basically we just leave out the bits where he wants to go to India or diamond mines, or we scale it down. So instead of going to Africa to a diamond mine, we took him to Lead Hills, which is also gold panning, and he did find tiny flakes of gold. So he sees that as he got what he wanted, but he didn't have to go to Africa.